You're listening to SBS News.
Migrant Shukri Hassan lives with her 9 children in high-rise public housing. With offspring ranging in age from 3 to 24, the COVID-19 shutdown has proved particularly challenging, particularly with classrooms shut down.
I have 1 in primary school and 3 in high school as well. Accessing devices to use for online learning has been difficult.
For years, the Huddle Community Centre at the nearby North Melbourne Football Club has been a safe haven for her family. Hanad Hersey is the social cohesion coordinator there.
At the Huddle, we work with more than 160 different cultural backgrounds. Some of our key focus areas are education and careers, sports and recreation, civic participation and digital skills.
But with the centre closed down due to the coronavirus, that physical connection has been lost. It's community hubs like the Huddle that are set to benefit from an $11.3 million Victorian government funding boost, which aims to help multicultural families cope with the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Victorian Multicultural Affairs Minister Roz Spence says such centres play a vital role.
A lot of these communities very much have relied upon that face-to-face contact. So a lot of this funding goes to providing an IT connectivity, to providing other means of connecting.
The package also includes $5 million for at-risk youth and families and $2.2 million for asylum seeker support. $1.1 million will go to family violence prevention and $1 million to boost government message translation services. Brotherhood of St Lawrence Executive Director Connie Lenneberg has welcomed the funding.
These are very disadvantaged communities and they face really unique challenges in this time, and especially those on temporary visas and recent migrants. Just this week, I was told of a young mother who has $7 left in her pocket, and so she's entirely dependent on charities to keep food on the table, nappies for her baby.
And the Brotherhood says it's migrants and temporary visa holders who are accounting for much of the 80% jump in demand it's experienced in recent weeks. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.